We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Dalid, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second to top line Kuf Chav Dalid, Glustera. But we'll just chaz over outside what we learned. We learned on yesterday's blot that by beginning in days of Nehemia, they were misakin a muksa called Gzeres Kalim. That means they said all Kalim are muksa, besides for three Kalim, according to Rashi, that these three Kalim were very, very needed a little knife to cut the figs, or a little knife for the table knife, or a certain spoon. That's the only thing that wasn't muksa. Tosfos adds on that kaisos and ka'arois, also plates and cups, also we're not including Zeres Kalim, but everything else was aser. All Kalim aser, even klishon lacht laheter was aser to use on Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar came along and says that there are four Mishnayos spread over Shas that must have been said at that time, in times of Nehemiah. Because after Nehemiah, we find that they were matter klishmach laheter, and then they were matter klishmach laiser, l'tzarech gufay at least, according to Abaya, according to Rava, even l'tzarech mekaymai. So it must be that these four Mishnayos are all talking about the days when Kalim were aser. And the first Mishnah that Rav Elazar brings down is Kanim. That's the tubes that were on the Shulchan that held up the Lechem upon them. So it says there that on Shabbos, they made sure to take it off before Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, they used to remove the bread. And they couldn't remove the Kanim on Shabbos because they're Muksa. And they didn't put it back to Lava Shabbos because of Muksa. And yesterday we asked that what may it be, maybe it's Al's Binyan. So the teretz that is that this is not really called binyan. First of all, it's binyan b'kalim, and we don't hold any binyan b'kalim. And also, since it's made to go in and out, it could be it's not called binyan. But it happens to be that Rashi and Menachos does learn that it's alzbayin of esayse, but our Gemara is muchach that the iser is alzmuksa. And then the Mishnah, then we brought another Mishnah, the Mishnah by Karim Pesach that says that when they had a lot of karbanos on Pesach, on erev Pesach, and they had to skin all those animals, they didn't have enough poles to skin it on, so he used to take these thin poles and put it from one shoulder to another shoulder, and they hung up the behema on those poles. And landed up on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, was on Shabbos, then they used the hands. They put the hands on the shoulder of the friend, and they hung the animal on the hands, wanted to use maklos, again, because of Xeris Kalim. That was two Mishnayos learned so far, that is a raya that was at the time of Xeris Kalim. It was the time of Nehemiah. Now I'm going to go to the third and fourth one. Zok the Gemara on top, Kuf Chav Dalam, and Alpha, second line, Glustera. The next one is Glustera, it's Glustera, the Tanayalit, the Mishnah. Nagar, Shiesh Beresha Glustera. Nagar is like a bolt used to hold the door closed, and it has on top of it like a bump that's called a Glustera, and it's usable to crush garlic. It could use as a garlic crusher also. So this thing really is like Klishmach L'Isser. I'm using it as a bolt. It can be used for shum, so it's a kli. It can be used for garlic, but I'm using it as a bolt. So it says mechleikus in this Mishnah. Rav Shua Eimer, shemta min pesel zev tel v'chaveru v'shabbos. On Shabbos, you want to use this bolt for a different door. You're not allowed to carry it regular because it's issa tiltel. So what you do is you schlep it on the floor, and that's like tiltel min atzad, and then it's mutter to metaltel on Shabbos because Rav Shua holds that it's also to metaltel. Rav Tarfon Amar reikachol akelim metaltel. It's like a regular Kalim, it could be metaltelet. So Zokt Rav Elazar, this Mishnah also was said in the days of Xeris Kalim. Why? Because here it's a Klishmach L'Isser, but it's Tzarech Gufay, using it to close the door, which is something that's mut to do on Shabbos. So Tzarech Gufay, so why is it also? It must have been in the time of Xeris Kalim. And I have his time of Xeris Kalim, why is it Tarfon hold its mutter? So Taisvis on the bottom of Kufchav Gimel Bay says that it's a Shitas Taisvis, that Taisvis holds anything that was used a lot, like cups or plates, they didn't make a gzera on that. So he says, this thing also was like a cup or plate, they didn't make a gzera's kalim on that. That's where Rav Tarfon holds mutter. But either way, this Mishnah, if you see from Rabbi Shua, this Mishnah was nishnis in the times of gzera's kalim. And Maducha, what's the Mishnah of Maducha? We had already Maducha Adamara, and Maducha is the case. We have a grinder that had shum in it. It says, if there's no shum in it, you know, metaltel it. Even to sit on it. Aye, the Tzarek Gufay Mekayimah. Teretz must spin in time of Xeris Kalim. That's where Blazer comes along. Because we have four Mishnayis that say that it's Osir to Metalatel Kalim. Some of them are Klishmach Leheter. Some of them are Klishmach Leisser. And it says it must have been the time of Nehemiah of Xeris Kalim. Zok the Gemara back. I'm a rabbi. No. I have a way to tie up those Mishnayis even after the Heterim of Xeris Kalim. I'm a rabbi. My. Dim loyim loyim loch. Lachat Taras Kalim Nishnum. Maybe all the Mishnayos were after the Hatara, after they were matir the Muksa. After the Matir the Muksa. Aye, konim, why do you have to take off the konim, the tubes of the lechem aponim before Shabbos? Just take it off on Shabbos. Konim time amai, why do you have the konim in the first place? Mishum yipushi, because it gets moldy. If the two breads sit on each other, it'll make it moldy. Bahai porto, from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, loy mipish, it doesn't get moldy. And by maklois also, maklois, why do you need maklois to skin the animal? Efshikarvaliyazah, you can put your hand on your friend's shoulder, why don't you use maklois? So the Gemara is saying, really, it was after the heter of Klish Makla Heter and Klish Makla Isser. But here you have another Eitzah because it won't get moldy in one day. And also you can put your hand on your friend's shoulder. So that's fine. For Eitzah the Kasha, so what? Lamaisa, it's Sarah Gufoy. And Klish Makla Heter, you're using it for useful things. So why can't you use it? So Dr. Rajba, that since you don't need it, it's like Mechamba Latzel. We said before that at least according to Abaya, even Klish Makla Heter, you're not allowed to use it has to be a tzarek gufa tzarek kaimim. Just to bring it in, you can't do it. Zok the Rashba here, since it's not so useful, is it like the same level as mechamel atzel, and therefore it's awesome. How we answer glustero? Glustero is the case with a bolt, and then we said you have to fear of shua, you have to schlep it. You can't move it regularly. Why? Ah, it's klishim lachtlis tzarek gufa. Zok the Gemara kidrav yanai. There we're not talking about a shalom muksa. Vadi, I'll move it as muksa because going after the heta of kalim, that's muta. Klish machla is a tzara gufay. So what's this? Kidrav yanai. Kidrav yanai. Bechotzer sheinim a rebbe's askino. Talk about a chotzer that did not have a erev. So what's the shalom? The loch is that if you have kalim that was shofsu abayas, kalim that were on, in the house beginning of Shabbos, and the chotzer is not more rebbe's, even though it has a fence around it, but there's no erev chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry around the chotzer. But kalim that were in the chotzer the whole time, let's say you have a tiny coop, you have a little baby toy in the chotzer the whole time, you're allowed to carry that around. So here the shaila is, what's the status of something sitting in a door? Rav Yeshua sava toicha pesach v'rim v'adami. Anything sitting in a doorway is like it's inside the house, and therefore, you're going to turn out you're carrying something that was shavas in the house in the chotzer. You're not allowed to do that. Rav Tarpin said, "Toicha pesach l'chotzer dami. Toicha pesach is like outside, so it's like shavas b'chotzer. One of the chotzer b'chotzer come taltal, and therefore it's mutter m'taltal." Are you going to ask me if we're learning now that Isser is not muksa, that Isser is like haitzah tiltal in the chotzer shem rebbe? So what does it help being shemta? What does it help schlepping it? L'chayra, tiltal m'tzah doesn't help for Isser haitzah. And for the rishonim that. Here, really, Toicha Pesach is really Kilchotz Dami, even for Rav Yeshua. It just looks like Kilafnim. So on that, it's enough of a heter if they schlep it. That would be mutter to do that. And Maducha, what's the excuse for Maducha that they're not going Xeris Kalim? That's going according to Rav Nechemyah. Going to Rav Nechemyah holds that even a Kli, Shemalachtai, Leheter, has to be used Dafka for Dovam Yuchid, but you can't use it Lesarach Gufay. And even Kli Shach Leheter, you can't use Lesarach Gufay. And the Mishnah of Shum that says that you can't metaltal without garlic in it, the garlic press that you want to move without the garlic in it, is going according to Rav Nechemyah. So we answered all four Mishnayos saying it doesn't mean it's going in the times of Nechemyah ben Chachalya, that was the time of Xeris Kalim. You can say it was later, but there's different reasons why it's also to move. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah, continuation of the same discussion. Zok the Mishnah, Kala Kalim Natalim Tzairich, Vishaloy Litzairich. All kalim, yiladim metaltal tzairich, and shloim tzairich. We'll see what that means when we mechlekes the Gemara. What that means, but the Mishnah says all kalim amutal tzairich, shloim tzairich, and Rechem Yomer ain metaltal el tzairich. You only can metaltal tzairich. And the Gemara is going to explain. Talk to the Gemara. My tzairich, my shloim tzairich. So we have mechlekes Rabba and Rava, or it's Abaye and Rava, but our gear says Rabba. Amar Rabba, tzairich. Dover tzarich means dover shavlach laheter tzarich gufay. That means dover shavlach laheter. You let him use it tzarich gufay. Shaloy tzarich means dover shavlach laheter tzarich mekayimai. A dover shavlach laheter, a utensil used for heter. I'm letting him move it out of my way. And then we add another thing that's not in the Mishnah. The dafka klish shavlach laheter. You let him move tzarich shaloy tzarich. But a dover shavlach laheter tzarich gufay in tzarich mekayimai loy. But Davish Lachla is the only way to use Tzarek Gufay, not Tzarek Mekayimai. That means if your hammer is in the way, you're not allowed to move it according to Rabba. Only the Tzarek Gufay. V'asher HaMechemi L'meimah, v'afil Davish Lachla Heter Tzarek Gufay in Tzarek Mekayimai Loi. And Mechemi says, even Davish Lachla Heter, you're only allowed to use Tzarek Gufay, which means it's for its own use, but not Tzarek Mekayimai. Because that's not called use HaMiyuchad Loi. So that's Rabba Sheet. That's the learns our Mishnah. Tzarek means Klish Machla Heter Tzarek Gufay, and Shlel Tzarek means Tzarek Mekayimai. Amalei Ravlo, Rava says, Tzarech Mekayimai, that's called Shlo Tzarech Bislei. We're saying Shlo Tzarech means, that's not Shlo Tzarech, that is a Tzarech. It's in my way. He doesn't like that pshat. So Elam Rava, Letzorich means Davos Shemlacht Lehet Tabel Letzorich Gufer Ver Letzorich Mekayim. That's what Tzorich means. And you let it also move a Klish Shemlacht Lehet Asher Loy Letzorich, which means Vafilo Mechama Letzel. According to Rava, means Vafilo Mechama Letzel. And the Diyak is that Davos Shemlacht Le Isser. And that Letzorich Gufer Letzorich Mekayim in Mechama Letzel Loy. But you can't move a Mechama Letzel. But also Mechama Lemein. But Vafilo Davos Shemlacht Lehet Letzorich Gufer Letzorich Mekayim in Mechama Letzel Loy. Even Davos Shemlacht Lehet, you only let you Tzorich Gufer Letzorich Mekayim in that Mechama Letzel. And Rashi explains that Mekayim is also called Tzorich Gufer because you need a place. That's called Tzorich Gufer. That's called Tzorich Gufer. But of course, Vira Mechayim, Klish Shemlacht Le'Isser will always be Aser because you never can use it for its use because its use is an Isser. So you never can use it for its use, therefore it will be Aser Vira Mechayim. So it comes out, again, Rabba holds, this is like Rabba like Abaya before, Rabba holds that Klish Shemlacht Le'Isser is also Tzorich Mekayim. And Fashtetzach Mechayim Le'Tzel. And Klish Shemlacht Le'Heter is Mutter, Tzorich Gufer, and Mekayim, but not Mechayim Le'Tzel either. And Rava holds, no, that Klish Shemlacht Le'Heter is Mutter, Tzorich Gufer, Tzorich Mekayim, and Mechayim Le'Tzel. And Klish Shemlacht Le'Isser is only Mutter, Tzorich Gufer, Tzorich Mekayim, but not Mechayim Le'Tzel. That's what it's Rava and Rava. Zokta Gemara. Yosef Safra Vacha Barhuna 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 Yosef Vikamli, they said, they asked Akasha, Rava Ali Rav Nechemia. Rava, according to Rav Nechemia, they now move. Even a klish shemlacht laheter letzorich mekayimai. So what do you do after the Shabbos suda? Hani ka'orois heichim metaltil linon. How do you metaltil ka'orois from the table? How do you take the ka'orois off the table after the Shabbos suda? You gotta leave the plates on the table. Why? Because I need the table to be clean. It makes a difference. It's a tzorich mekayimai. And klish shemlacht laheter is not mutter according to Rav Nechemia letzorich mekayimai according to Rabba. So if your rabbi is asking, if you're Mechemia, how do you take the plates off on Shabbos? So it's mashba, but if Rava, it's good because Tzorich Mekayim. But according to Rava, it's shver. So they ask the kasha, Rishayim has the kasha, even if you hold Tzorich Mekayim, okay, good, I should take it off and put it to the nearest place. How am I allowed to bring it into the kitchen? Even if you're Rava, that's shver. So the teretz is, the Raja says here, this is the raya to this yisoy, that when muksa is in your hand, once you let him talitha, you let him put it wherever you want. Once you're walking with it ready, you let him put it wherever you want. But like upon him, fear rabba, the whole dinala, move it to him, kaima, how do you take the plates out of this shavasuda? Om the Rav Safra, mid the hava, a graf sharei. It's a graf sharei, the loch is that it will mat the muksa when it was disgusting. So here, it's on the table, it's getting disgusting, you let him move it out. And the same thing, once in your hand, let him move wherever you want. And there's another more exact more come up again where Abaye said this to Rabba directly. Amalei Abaye la Rabba, Lamar, according to you, Libra Mechemia, Hani Karas, Techim Tatilu, how do we take the karas in? How do we take the plates in? Amalei Rosh Shafra, Chaveri and Tigma, Midi Dahava, Graf Sharei. The answer is that since it's like Graf Sharei, you're allowed to bring it in. So look at more Abaye. Esve Abaye la Rabba. Abaye has a kasha, a Rabba. Rabba, you hold that you let him move klish machle issa tzarich mekaymai. So what do you do with this brayser? The same exact kasha before. Maducha, it says a grind yes b'shul metalt myself has garlic in it. You metaltful lava metaltful myself. No garlic in it. Can't metaltful. So the kasha is why not? Why can't you move it tzarich gufa mekaymai? Bishlam Abaye says bishlam me it means a metaltful tzarich mekaymai. But according to you, you let him move it tzarich gufa mekaymai. And for the gemara, my askin mecham alatzel means it's also to move mecham alatzel. We have before the Mishamei, Mishil, Amaskim, Adyantiv, Shemkitzel, Abbas, Shoshotatla. After you did the Simchas Yontiv, you can't metatla it. So why not? So Bishlam, for me, Rabbi says, because Tzorich Mekayim is also. According to you, why can't you move Tzorich Mekayim? And for the Gemara, Hachanam, Mecham Letzel. We're talking about Mecham Letzel, which means, Mecham Letzel means you're doing it with Tzorich, that item, and not Tzorich Shabbos. It's also to do, even by Klish Melachtai, about Klish Shachla Isser, by Klish Shachla Isser, even if you Rava, you cannot move Mechama Letzel. Zok the Gemara Kash, of all the time, look at the Mishnah, Ein Simchas Kederi B'Bekas, on Yontif, the halacha is that Bekas really is not Muksa. Bekas is a little twig, a little wood chip, you can use it for firewood, so halacha is not really Muksa, that's not Muksa. But still, you can't hold up the pot with a Bekas. You know, the pot was not level. You want to put a little bekas in there. You're not allowed to use that bekas in yontif. V'chem v'dalas. You can't hold up the door with a bekas in yontif. Read the marakasha of all the bekas to be yontif dov shach lehetu. Alma dov shach lehetu. Ben tzarek gufer zero tzarek gufer. The bekasha both on a bayav rava. Here, it's a klish mach lehetu. And we're saying you can't use it to hold up the pot or hold up the door. Why not? It's a tzarek gufer. So why can't you use it? So what's pshat in that mishnah in the Masechtas Beyah? And for the Gemara, new reason. Hosamai taimo. What's the reason why it's also kiven the Shabbos? Dovas lach l'isahu. This is on Shabbos. The twigs are dovas lach l'isahu. It's made for firewood. Gzeira yom tovot Shabbos. We mean gzeira yom tovot Shabbos. Really, yom tovot Shabbos. It's a klish vach lahata and it's mutal tzar gufay. But since on Shabbos it's dovas lach l'isahu, so if we acid it otu Shabbos, we acid it otu Shabbos. Zok tegemara. And it's even more than stam davar shmach leiser. It's a muta lecher. It's something that's also muksamach legufoy. This twig. It's not a kli, and therefore, even tzarah gufoy on Shabbos it would be aser. And since it's also tzarah gufoy on Shabbos, they made exera otu yontif. They made exera otu yontif otu Shabbos. Make exera yontif otu Shabbos. Break the Gemara. You make exera like that. So first, let's speak out what I spoke out. First, let's speak out what I spoke out. B'chit teim ha-Shabbos, guvet history, dodo v'zach l'isra, tzorach guvet shem ha-kayma, shari. Ah, you're going to tell me that Choran Shabbos also is mutter tzorach gufoy, because it's a klis v'ach l'isra, like we just spoke out. So Mar says, no, like we just spoke out. Hanem ili heiched dika teres kli alav. Heiched leka teres kli alav, loy. But that's only if it has a kli, but here it's not a kli, so therefore, it won't even mutter tzorach guvet shem ha-kayma. So the Gemara is answering right now, before the Gemara has the kasha, is that the reason why Bekas on Yom Tov is also Otu Shabbos. Aye, Shabbos also it's a Kli Shmach L'Isra Tzorach Gufay. No, it's not a Kli. It's not a Kli. Therefore, there it's Muksamachos Gufay. It's not Mutter at all to move it. And therefore, there are Goyze Yom Tov Otu Shabbos. Even though on Yom Tov it's a Kli Shmach L'Heter, it's usable. Still, they made a Muksa Otu. They made a Muksa Otu Shabbos. Break the Gemara. Migas, read it. Do we make a Gzeira of Yom Tov Otu Shabbos? But tonight we'll enter the Mishnah. Mashilim peiros derech ruv of yontif. That on yontif, if it's you had peiros on the roof and it was raining, and the peiros were not muksa, but it was raining, you want to get the peiros off the roof, so you let her bring the peiros down through a window on yontif, even though it's a tircha. Avaloi b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos we did not let you do it because too much tircha, and we won't machmer on tircha on Shabbos than on yontif. The Gemara is asking, let's make a gzeira yontif onto Shabbos. You see, don't make a gzeira. You see, there is possibility of yontif being muta more than Shabbos, but the Gemara now goes the other way. Counters the other way. Umidla Gazrinon, do you tell me there's no Xera? Vatanai, I'll enter the Mishnah. Ain't be Yontav and Shabbos, Oichel Nefesh Bavad. The only difference between Yontav and Shabbos is Oichel Nefesh. But everything else, they're equal. So you see, you do make Xeris from Yontav to Shabbos. Only Oichel Nefesh now. So he says, we anyway have a steer with the Maratinas. So we have here three different things. We have a Bekas that sounds like there's Xera Yontav to Shabbos. That's the case of holding the Kder with a piece of wood chip. Then you have a case where Yontav is mutter to be terech with Peres and Shabbos not. Then you have in ben Yontav. It sounds like everything is the same besides Oichel Nefesh. Om Rav Yosef, that really we are geyser. What's pshat in the Mishnah? It says that by when it's raining on the roof, you're allowed to take it down. That's gonna be that's gonna be Rav Yeshua. That's gonna be Rav Yeshua. Lekasha, how Rav Lezer, how Rav Yeshua. One of them is Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shua, we'll see, is makel to do malacha on yontif, but if not regular malacha, he gives you a etza b'shas when there's a chash of hefsim mamon. What's the case? Something that we learned already, the Tanya. You have an animal and a son that fell into the bar, you now shecht them both on the same day. So one of them can't be shechted on yontif. So, but they both land in the bar, so I want to get them both out. Well, let's say Remalas Arishon, you take the one out, first one out, Mashachet, Shechet, Vashachet, and Shechet. Vashani, you got to leave in the bar. Oisler Panasim Kaimai, you feed it in the bar, Vashachet, Yom Shurun Dai. Rabbi Shua, Remalas Arishon, Nasa Shechet, Vain Shechet. You take out the Rishon to Shechet, and then you don't Shechet. Omarim, you say, oh, the second one looks a little better. Omarim, Malas Shani, Razazazaz Shechet, Razazaz Shechet. So you see, according to Rabbi Shua, you let it take it out of the bar, make a shtick. So you see, what comes to have some own warm makel. We'll make on Yontif. So here also we're going to say that you make regarding the Tircha. Batsam, there is a Gzeru. Just regarding the Tircha, we see Rabbi Yeshua is more make. Right? The Gemara, no Shaychas. Maybe Rav Lezer would be Matir of Hefsid, but there, El Efshel Panasa, it's possible to feed him down there. Maybe he'll be masking, they could take it down from the roof. So, Lav Dafka, you're saying that doesn't stem Rav Lezer. And the other way also, I come Rav Yeshua, Hossam, the Efshel Panasa, you're doing Harama. So, it's not a good Pshat either. So, back Shver, what's going on here? On one hand, by the Beka'as and by Ein Bein, it sounds like there is a Gzeira Yom Tov onto Shabbos. And on the other hand, Mashilim Peres sounds like there is no Gzeira Yom Tov onto Shabbos. So what's the Teretz? Here comes the final Teretz. Elam Rav Papa, like Kasha, how Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. One's going with Beis Shammai, one's going with Beis Hillel. That's not listen to Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yomrim. Beis Shammai says, Ein Metzien, Kochodalar on Beis on top. Ein Metzien is a katon, ve es a lulo, ve seif a teril shirabim. According to Beis Shammai, there's no heter hoitza, even Letzairich, on Yontif. You can't be Metzien a katon, you can't be Metzien a lulo, ve seif a teril shirabim on Yontif. You only can do hoitza for Eichel Nefesh. That's it. Beis Hillel matir, Beis Hillel it's mutter. And if you look at the Marbe, you see why. It's like, Mataych, really, it's also on Yantav. This is Mutter, Otu, that the Tzarech, Echon Nefesh Mutter, Tzarech, a different Tzarech's Mutter also. But Akaponim was saying like this, that Beis Shammai is saying that Yinala Duhaitzah on Yinala Duhaitzah on Yantav. Why not? Because it's like Shabbos, Xerah Otu Shabbos, that's how the Gemara wants to learn now. Beis Shammai holds you augur as Otu Shabbos. And the Brice of Bekaas that says Yinala holding there with a twig, that's going with the Beis Shammai. And the Imbein is going with the Beis Shammai. And the Brisa that says Mashilim is going with the Beis Hillel. So if anything about Kasha, no, maybe Imbein is Shammai, later on Beis Shammai Yitzah. Beis Shammai held that Yitzah is also on Yontav Otu Shabbos because there's a Gzeira. Because Yitzah is the Raisa. But Tiltal Mukso, which is the Rabbanon, who's going to be Gzeira Otu? Who's going to make Zero Otto Shabbos? Tiltal Mishamale. And for the Gemara, big huge Yitzah. But Tiltal Gufa Lav Mishamale Yitzah. Mukso alone is Otto Yitzah. And therefore, if they made Xer by Yitzah, the order may be Xer by Mukso also. At Kant, so saying, that's going to be Shabbos, it's going to be Sil. Now, what comes out of the Gemara, big Yitzah, that Issa Mukso has Shaychas to Yitzah. And that's how Rabbi Taka learns on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Issa Tiltal is, one of the reasons are, Mukso is because you want Shabbos to look different than the weekdays, especially a guy who has no job. What's the difference between Yontav and Shabbos? What's the difference? Teresa says, Muksa, that makes a difference. Dr. Rivet, what are you talking about? I'll tell you the difference. I'll tell you the reason for Muksa. The reason for Muksa is, that's how it's all. What does it mean, that's how it's all? If you allow a guy to just move anything he wants, he might walk out with it on Shirabim. That's what it made, you when you touch things, move things, it's different on Shabbos than the weekday. That's the Rivet learned. The Rivet has Rivet from Agamara, but Tiltaguva, Lav, Vashem, Vaitzah.